It's Nasty C coming through with your favorite jam. I know it's no more. 17 minutes past 11 a.m. Breakaway with Kutso Tledi. And can we break away into our self-care corner? On a Wednesday, it's all about money. How you move with your money, how your money moves you. And of course, the finances that you're building on. But because we are continuing to highlight matters, you know, facing women, especially in Women's Month, we'll be chatting about advancing women in the workplace. Can we go there? Please, my breaker, allow us to do that. So with that being said, joining us in studio is Mayo Febi. She is a global executive coach, transformational speaker, and master facilitator. Before we continue, ma'am, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, morning. So happy to be here. Really excited about the conversation we're going to be having today.
I'm excited too. Thank you so much for honoring the invite and, of course, this conversation. I'm already empowered by your presence. You've got this confidence, you ooze knowledge that I'm excited to break away into, number two. And thirdly, you know when they say, and I think Beyonce even says it, that if there's one thing I'm willing to be and bet on, is myself, right? And a lot of us maybe just don't know the factors as women that hamper us to advance in the workplace. Do you mind just touching on a few factors that we are just not looking at, taking for granted to advance in our workplace?
Number one, I really want to emphasize the importance of harnessing our personal power. I think far too often we walk around in spaces where we're waiting for someone to notice us.
Yes.
We're waiting for someone to give us that opportunity. We're waiting for someone to say, step up.
Yes.
But unless you do that for yourself, no one's going to do that for you. And number two, it really is about developing the right mindset that will enable you to do that. So have a look at yourself and how you spend your days, how you spend your time, what you think about. On average, we think around 60 to 80,000 thoughts in a day. And most of those are repetitive. So what is it that you're thinking about that'll help you get closer to where it is that you want to be? And number three, in the workplace, there's many things I could list, right? But
sure.
I think three is enough.
Thank you.
Otherwise, we'll be here the whole day.
Girl.
So number three, personal branding.
Mm.
Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, each and every one of us is a personal brand. But we tend to think about personal branding in context of celebrities, products, companies, etc.
Sure.
But people have a perception of you. And it's so important for us as women to manage that perception. And one of the most powerful tools that you can utilize to do that is social media.
Jeez.
We're more comfortable with talking about our social life,
mm,
who we're doing, mm, which parties we're going,
hey,
to.
Photo dump for the month.
You know?
Yes.
But when it comes to having a voice about our profession and positioning ourselves as experts in the field that we're in, we minimally do that.
Power.
So I'd say those are the top three things that I'd encourage women to focus on.
I already like you. As much as you say that you are a global executive coach, you didn't need to say that. I didn't need to make that announcement because I can hear it in the power of your voice in our conversation. Now, in the meantime, while you're listening to our chat here in studio, please, ladies, let me know, what's environment like for empowering women at your workplace? Gents, perhaps maybe you see the lack thereof of exactly what we're talking about, and maybe you'd like to just speak up for the ladies in the workplace. But otherwise, what conditions in the workplace are holding women back in terms of advancement? Please be as real as you possibly can, because this is a moment that many are turning up the volume, especially right now at their workplace. Did you hear my question?
I heard a statement, and then I heard a question, then a statement. So I'm not sure, are we breaking for a song? If you could just repeat the question, please.
Never breaking for a song. This is too important. What conditions in the workplace are holding women back from this advancement that we may be lacking?
All right. So there's several conditions, right? And I think one of the popular ones that people like to look at is the policies and the processes within an organization.
Sure.
So we often say, if only the right policy was in place, women would be advanced. And that really is a top-down approach. So there is work to be done in terms of the context of the organization, but there's also a lot of work from the bottom up for women, as I mentioned earlier, to take that personal power and see what they can do within their spaces, within their circles of influence. So I'd say the major condition that is holding us back in organizations is ourselves.
Sure.
It would be good and well for me to talk about how the government is accountable and they need to do something, but we really have come a long way as women, and it's so important for us to prepare ourselves for opportunities. Mm. Not so long ago, I was coaching a woman, and she called me around about 5 p.m. She's like, "Mayo, guess what? I've been headhunted for a position I've been wanting for so long. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And I know if you can coach me, I'll go in that interview and I'll perform."
Mm.
So I said to her, "Okay, no problem. When is the interview?" I moved my schedule around. I made myself available. Then the following morning, she phoned me. She said, "Mayo, I can't do it. I'm going to phone this woman. Thank you so much for your enthusiasm, but I'm not ready to do this." And I think I was more devastated than her, because the fact that a recruiter called her and said, we want to hire you, we want to talk to you, it immediately says that you're capable, that you're able. But because she didn't believe in herself, she didn't go for the opportunity. So I think when it comes to looking at the conditions of an organization, it's so important for us to be ready for those opportunities when they show up, because preparation really meets opportunity. It doesn't matter how wonderful the conditions are. On the other hand, let's flip it over. It doesn't matter how amazing policies, conditions, leadership are. You cannot force a cow to drink the water.
Sure.
You can do everything you can, but if you're not ready to go for that opportunity, nothing will happen for you as a woman.
Thank you for also sharing a perspective of somebody's realities and what we often, you know, see. And that breaks a lot of people's hearts. But again, we're not in their shoes, but the acknowledgement is there that fear does become a factor in the capability of our own strength and our own abilities, especially if people can see it in you, but you don't see it in yourself. Let's bring in men in this conversation, involving men, and who are often the leaders in these processes. How do they then become inspired, confidently not seeing women as a threat in these achievements for women to advance in the workplace?
It really is about empowering men as well, about taking them on the journey. So Women's Month for me isn't about bashing men or portraying women as these superhuman beings. We're all on these journeys, but because of the way society is structured and we look at our history as women, it's important to have days like Women's Day where we elevate ourselves and we celebrate ourselves. So for men to participate in the conversation, it's so important for them to be vulnerable, to be authentic, to be curious about what it is that women are going through, and more importantly, to use their power and their influence to advance women. A concept that I really love in corporate circles is the idea of sponsoring someone. So there's mentoring, there's coaching, and there's sponsoring. I'll mention the other two briefly, but sponsoring is essentially vouching for someone. It's about spotting key talent within your organization and whatever spaces you find yourself in, you always mention that person's name. And if there's some kind of a talent incubation program within the organization, vouch for them, put your hand up for them and say, "I recommend that person," because it's so much more powerful when it's coming from somebody who is in a position of influence than you putting up your hand on your own. So I would say those are the biggest ways that men can be supportive of women. So number one really is curiosity. Ask questions. What is it like? What is the womanhood experience like for you in this organization, and how can I help you? How can I assist you? As opposed to assuming what it is that a woman wants.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, our self-care corner on a Wednesday, we focus solely on finances. And of course, just continuing to highlight matters facing women this Women's Month and chatting about advancing women in the workplace. Of course, in studio, global executive coach, transformational speaker, and master facilitator, Mayo Fabi, joining us. And to you, please, ladies, your voice notes coming through on 060-552-7303. Let's conversate about it on X. Tweet me and let me know what's the environment like for empowering women at your workplace. Now, can we just focus also on the importance of providing more women with leadership skills? I think that would be one pointer before we listen to some voice notes and read some comments.
leadership is so broad and so varied. And one thing that I say over and over to individuals and organizations is that it's really so important to lean into your own personal leadership style. Now, there's certain principles that are in place, like having excellent communication skills, being able to persuade people, being able to influence, things like bringing teams together, recognizing the strengths in individuals. But when you read the theoretical stuff about leadership, whatever school of thought you belong to, it's so important to bring it home, to make it practical to you, and not show up as somebody that's trying to be this character that they read about in a book. And again, just to share another story, I was working with a client developing her leadership manifesto.
Okay.
And that really is explaining to your team your preferred ways of working, of saying, I prioritize collaboration. I prioritize transparency. Anytime you have an idea, feel free to come to me. This is how I want to work, etc. So leadership really is, number one, about leaning into yourself. And number two, there's a huge move towards human-centered leadership. Post-COVID-19, it was all about human beings being prioritized above all things, because it is humans at the end of the day that make up an organization. And more leaders are tuning into that power and identifying core competencies and skill sets in their team and pairing them with work that brings them joy and fulfillment.
Sure. I've got goosebumps, and I know that this is, yes, an informative space, but also an opportunity to have a conversation with you on a separate note because of time. Where can anyone get a hold of you with regards to your abilities to just coach them through their journeys? If anyone would like to book you for a transformational conversation and as a speaker, and of course, the moment to just say, I need help. I need to be the lady you're talking about, to be inspired to go for my dreams, unapologetically so, and to move and put fear aside of everything. Where can we get a hold of you?
LinkedIn is really the best place. I think you knew I was going to say that.
Standard.
I live on LinkedIn. And I always say to people, I get up to 80% of the business that I do through the activity that I do on LinkedIn. So I really, really want to encourage you, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter what career path you're on, LinkedIn is the place to be, so you can get me there.
And that name again, so they can search you properly?
So it's Mayo Febi. Some people say Mayo Febi, and spelled M-A-I-Y-O-F-E-B-I. I'm also on Facebook as well, and it's Mayo Febi Official. And I really, really hope that you reach out and don't see money as a barrier. There are so many people that have reached out to me over the years, and I obviously have my own way of assessing who's worth putting the time and the effort into. But don't let that be a barrier. If you're on fire, if you have this burning desire of what it is that you want to achieve, and you've got it so clearly in your mind, give me a call. You never know what can happen. And I also do a lot of pro bono events where I encourage people to come and show up as they are. I create a safe space to talk about whatever it is that they're going through so that they have access.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mayo Febi. She's a global executive coach, transformational speaker, and master facilitator. They say leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure that impact lasts in your absence. Ladies and gents, take the advantage. LinkedIn is the one, but of course right now, the one who always comes through is Aushopedi Dilokwe.